A line I always quote, and let me just read it to you because so you can see where it is. It's on page 311 in the text, paragraph 9. The necessary condition for the holy instant does not require that you have no thoughts that are not pure, but it does require that you have none that you would keep. What this means is Jesus telling us, you don't have to be without an ego to do this course. All I'm asking of you is that when you do have ego thoughts and feelings and reactions and behaviors, that you come to me. You know, don't come to me with your love. I'm not interested in your love because I know what it is. All right? Come to me with your guilt. Come to me with your judgments. Come to me with your unforgivenesses. Come to me with your fears. So it doesn't mean you have to be kind to your person. You don't have to have pure thoughts, just none that you would keep. And the way we keep our ego thoughts is by feeling guilty. Guilt is the problem. You know, strictly speaking, it's the mind's decision for guilt that's the problem. But the reason we choose guilt is because guilt is what screws up everything. If I make a mistake, it's only a mistake. If I feel guilty about it, it becomes a sin. And what we all do with sin is we repress it because we're so terrified of the consequences of our sin. And what we repress, we inevitably project. That's a law of the mind. What you repress or deny, you will project. It's like you push it down into your unconscious and then you push it out. That's just a law. Freud was the first one who kind of observed it and talked about it on and on, over and over again. So it's guilt that drives the thought of sin into the unconscious. If you're not guilty, you will realize the sin was an error. Errors are corrected. Sins are punished. And because we think our sins are going to be punished, we must get rid of it. That's what we did at the beginning when we made the universe. That's the Course's version of the Big Bang. The first projection of error, that's what chapter 18 says, the first projection of error is how the world was made. And that's when we call the error sin. So again, another reason Jesus says this course is simple, and sometimes he even says it's easy, because he's not asking us to let go of our egos. You can't let go of your ego. You are your ego. The very fact that you think you're a person studying a course and needing a teacher is saying you're an ego. So how could you let go of your ego? It's like waking up one morning and saying, I'm not going to have arms anymore. I'm not going to have legs anymore. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. You got them. He's not asking that you not have an ego. He's asking that you not judge your ego. Right? That's why I always make this point and emphasize it. The problem was not the tiny mad idea of being separate from God. This vertical line, that's not the problem. The problem is that we called it sinful. That's the problem. We remembered not to laugh, which means the problem is not that Trudy was unkind to her friend. The problem is that she was serious about her unkindness to her friend, meaning she called it sinful. She felt guilty. Then she wants to make reparations, which means I'm making reparations for sin. It's not that I'm being loving and kind. I don't care about the other person. I just care that the person not be angry at me, which is what almost all apologies are. Their attempt to control the other person. I don't want you angry at me, so if I apologize, I know it's okay. Which only reinforces the guilt, which means you're damn sure to do it again. And if not with that person, with another person. So you spend your whole life apologizing. Instead, you should look at your belief in sin and say, that's not who I am. No, I could see peace instead of this. I could choose forgiveness instead of this. So again, your focus is never on what you should say. It's never on what is positive or what is loving. It is always on looking at your choice for guilt and forgiving yourself for it.